Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, we've been throwing a lot of burgers and steaks and things on the Barbie and
with
drinking
big wines.
Big red wines. But at times, my palate really yearns for something lighter. And I'm glad to say there are plenty of good lighter reds out there, and you found some.
I had a little bit of fun with this. In the dog days of summer, I still enjoy my red wine. But sometimes it's nice to have a little lighter style red, you know, one you might even put in the fridge for about 30 minutes before serving. And here are three that fit the bill for me while still delivering some nice complexity to hold your interest. So, from a producer, Vignamato di Andrea Cicci, and we're going to put this on the website, folks, comes a wine called Rosso Piceno. Now, Rosso Piceno is its own DOC, which is the designation of where the wine came from. This is the 2021 vintage. Really interesting wine. It's a blend of 75% Montepulciano and 25% Sangiovese, and features medium garnet color, a lovely nose of berries and dark cherries you would associate with Sangiovese. And the wine is a soft, rounded on the palate, very generous fruit with a nice, again, soft finish. It will do well with a variety of dishes, meats, game, cheese. It's just really easy to like, especially at $11.99.
Ooh, I like so it.
That's a winner. That's a winner. From the DOC, Riviera Ligure di Ponente, comes a wine called Rossese. That's R-O-S-S-E-S-E. And this is produced by the Durin family. This was a wine that I'd never had before. The grape is actually Rossese. Apparently, it's a minor grape that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but that actually I think maybe should deserve a little look. This is a 2021 and is a light to medium-bodied, pale red, flavors of strawberry and cherry with a lively acidity, somewhat reminiscent of a Beaujolais, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
This will match well with pasta, mushrooms, or veal. Veal really kind of jumped out at me. It's a new experience and a real pleasure at $19.99.
Good deal.
Yeah. Now, moving from Italy to Austria, you know, the land with all the very complicated grape names.
Yeah.
Except that this one is a 2019. The producer on the label says HH3. This is a Pinot Noir blend. And the name comes from Heinrich Hartl III, who is the actual purveyor and maker of the wine. This comes from the Termins region of Austria. This is a blend of several reds, with the majority being Pinot Noir. It's an interesting take on a very lighter Pinot Noir. We're so used to the Burgundies, et cetera, of this world, and the lighter Pinot Noirs that come from both Austria and the Alsace as well are certainly worth looking at. I liked it. Lovely cherry and raspberry nose over soft, round, generous fruit with a little bit of coolness on it would be really nice. Light to medium bodied, pleasing, and a decent value again at $19.99. So you will do well with all three of these, but for $11.99, the Rosso Piceno is a complete steal and absolutely my wine of the week.
Excellent. We're going to put all of this information on the website. We're going to encourage you to look it up right there on the WIPR website and just track us down. It's worth it. All of our wines are listed there, and we keep track of all of these. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.